you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, it's sunny here in North Carolina. It's not raining, so we're blessed. We had all that rain for like a month almost, like 20, 22 days of rain. Anyway, so I hope it's pleasant where you are. We're here to empower you. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about your wheat intolerance. Are you gluten intolerant? We're going to talk about that and why that may be. And what you can do about it. Also, we're going to talk about, you know, you getting a better night's sleep if you're not sleeping well. Also, we may talk about some junk food things, getting off that junk food if you tend to be a junk food eater. So we got lots to talk about in a quack report. But, you know, before we get to all that good stuff, don't forget Seattle Organic Restaurants. They've got our banner link on our links page at thepowerherbs.com. They got tons of nutritional topics for you to, you know, peruse over and see what's going to work for your lifestyle. If you want to make a healthier change, they're going to have something there. So just click on their banner. It's under the links tab on the powerherbs.com website, Seattle Organic Restaurants, and tell them I sent you. Lots of great stuff there, all empowering. It's all good. I love it. And that's why we tell you about them. That's right. I know the little baby was born to the Brits, the royals. They don't have a name yet, baby boy. So blessings to the royal family on that birth. That's awesome. And, you know, we got lots to be thankful for. But, you know, we've got problems, too. So, you know, big salute and semper fi to our military. We're going to lift our men and women who defend this nation up in prayer. And while we're hitting the knees and we're seeking the Lord's face, we need to pray for direction personally and, you know, together. We need to ask the Lord for some help to get us out of this big, big, big problem that this nation has. I mean, if you've seen the pictures on Detroit lately, how that the city has just kind of deteriorated into you know, a mess. And so this is happening to city after city across America, going into bankruptcy. This is a problem. So we need some supernatural help. We need some righteous leadership restored. And we need some, you know, men of standing, you know, character, real character. Any of you out there know who Billy Sunday is? Billy Sunday. He was an old-timey baseball star back in, you know, the 20s, 30s, and he turned preacher after his baseball career, and he said character is real important, you know, and it's not about reputation. People get that confused. He had this saying, so it's so amazing what he would say about that. He'd say, a reputation is what people know about you, and character is what God and your wife knows about you, or I should say spouse. Right? Character is important. It's not just, you know, surface stuff. It's who you are. So we need some righteous leadership with character restored in this land. And we got to ask the Lord for that. You know, if it's his will, he'll do that. But it's our job to ask. So I hope you'll do it. Mind the time, folks. It grows short. And prayer, time with the Lord is never wasted. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Let's see, what do we got in the quacker? We got non-organic foods. This is interesting stuff. According to a fluoride expert, Jeff Green, he says this: your non-organic foods contain high levels of fluoride because of the pesticide chemicals they spray on them. In some cases, he says, the non-organic produce contain 180 times the amount of fluoride found in your tap water. Whoa. Yeah, fluoride-based pesticide chemicals, you know, being sprayed on your crops, on your non-organic crops, I should say, you know, to kill the pests, protect the crops from, you know, pest damage. And these same chemicals, you know, kind of persist. They stay on the produce. They get inside the produce. People consume that, yeah, even if you wash them. So according to expert Jeff Green, he says about one-third of the average person's fluoride exposure comes from non-organic foods grown using these fluoride chemicals. So conventional cereals, he said, made with the pesticide on, you know, the grains that are treated with the pesticides, he says they contain fluoride as well. So they tested some breakfast cereals like Wheaties, and it contained about 10 parts per million of fluoride. And then the post-shredded wheat had on 9.4 parts per million fluoride. He says even your conventional fruit juices are fluoride-fruited beverages, your grapes, your apples, your cranberries. They tend to test very high for fluoride as well. So researchers are finding your lettuce, your tomatoes, your cabbage, your raisins, all these common foods are subject to these fluoride pesticides and giving you a higher exposure level to fluoride, even though you may be drinking non-fluorinated water. You never thought about your unorganic produce being a fluoride problem, huh? So what this means is, the average person's cumulative exposure to fluoride from your food, your beverages, your personal care products, and, of course, your water is 7 times the recommended maximum level according to government compiled toxicology profile reports. So fluoride ions, real small, smaller than a water molecule, they can easily pass through filtration mechanisms, according to Green. So even the little mechanisms your fruits and vegetables have to filter out things, not to mention your water filtration system. Isn't that interesting? Just so you know, go organic, vote with your wallet. If we do, everything's going to be organic. You know they're just going to have to. All right, moving along the Quack Report, last but not least, medical microchipping is back in the news. They're kind of going a different way with this a little bit. Scientists have now developed a new type of implantable microchip that's capable of performing various pre-programmed functions inside your body, and then after that, it does that, it dissolves into oblivion like it was never there. Right? It's almost like, you know, in 60 seconds, this briefcase will self-destruct, leaving no evidence at all. And this information is published in the Journal of Science. It's a new study on the technology and explains this is transient electronics is the title of the report in Science. They do have stability designed microchips for long-term durability, but now they have the dissolvable electronics that just melt away after they do their thing. One example may be to implant these temporary chips into a wound, an open wound, to prevent MRSA if you're at the hospital. Maybe there to help trigger an immune system response. So they're testing these chips, and you're probably wondering, well, how does this thing dissolve? Isn't it, you know, kind of metal? You know, it's an electronic device. Well, what they do is these chips they've tested were composed of silicon and magnesium oxide, and then they were coated with a protected layer of silk that was extracted from silkworms, and so that coating of the silk dissolves, it forms a crystallized coating, of course, and then it dissolves depending on the lifespan that they code for this particular chip. That will determine the thickness of the silk crystallized coating on the outside. So this little microchip may be very thin, have a thin layer of coating, and just last a few hours and go away, or maybe there for a few days to a few weeks. And so their thicker crystallized silk coating will be thicker, so it'll stay there longer. So this type of science seems to be, you know, kind of moving ever closer towards some type of maybe permanent implantable tracking microchip, kind of creepy. Researchers in the UK are already testing pharmaceutical drugs that are equipped, of course, with your edible microchips. They want to be making sure that their patients are taking the medicine. Last summer, electronic tattoos with flexible microchip sensors were tested. They were attached and embedded under the patient's skin. It was, you know, part of a medical treatment and test. Researchers basically already testing these chips for heart and brain patients to help supposedly prevent heart attacks, strokes, brain seizures, and that kind of thing. And that's all well and dandy, but, you know, what about the other flip side of this thing, right? It all seems to be, you know, supposed to make us feel better about medical science, but where this technology goes from here and where it advances is anyone's guess, and that's the scary part, folks. That is really the weird and scary part. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, here on American Voice Radio. I'm so glad you're with us, and we're going to be chatting it up here on Herb Talk. You know, I get a lot of feedback from you folks. You guys tell me you like the Quack Report segment. That's very cool. And you seem entertained with the health information, and you think it's, you know, very beneficial, so that's good. But if you have a health topic you want me to cover, you know, don't be shy. You can send me an email off the powerherbs.com website or give me a call at Apothecary Herbs during the week, 9 to 5 Eastern Time. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. And what I just heard this week is the folks in the United Arab Emirates looking for some really fantastic herbal products. And guess who they contacted? So who knows where Apothecary Herbs is going to end up. All right, well, let's talk about your gluten issue. Or maybe you know someone that has a gluten intolerance. You know, I was reading just recently the August issue of Mother Earth News. I don't know if you see that, read that, get that. It's an awesome publication. It has lots of self-sufficiency stuff in there. Very, very good, empowering info. I love that magazine. But in Mother Earth News, I came across a reader feedback note to the editor regarding her long-term wheat intolerance issue until she went to Europe. Yeah. What does traveling to Europe have to do with someone being intolerant to wheat or not? That was my big question. Huh? Well, I read a little bit further. That was really what was so interesting, was her gluten allergy. Was it really geographical? Is there a difference in the wheat in the United States produces and the European wheat that would cause people to have problems? Well, we're going to find out. I had to know. Well, let's talk about this person who wrote into the editor at Mother Earth News. Her name's Carolyn. According to the Mother Earth News reader known as Carolyn, she had difficulty eating any U.S. wheat products. If she ate anything with wheat in it, she would experience gastrointestinal distress. So Carolyn visited Hungary this summer, and she kind of gave into the temptation to eat some crusty bread. You know, she knew she'd have to pay for it later with digestive distress, but, you know, she just it just smelled good, looked good, and boy, did it taste good. So she had some bread. However, you know what? She said she didn't have any distress, no distress whatsoever. She had come so accustomed to when eating wheat products in America. So as her European travels continue, she got brave. She tried pizza, croissants, pretzels, and even cake without any digestive discomfort at all. Talk about being on vacation, right? Carolyn, that was awesome. But Carolyn didn't have any negative symptoms eating the wheat in Europe. And she also reported that she felt healthier. And she got her thinking, if other people experience the same thing, so she got on the internet and she searched it out. And Carolyn did find that she was not alone and that other gluten intolerant Americans had no health problems eating overseas wheat products. So are these folks really allergic to wheat, or are they allergic to whatever we're calling wheat here in the United States? There's a question. Well, let's look at the U.S. wheat for a second here. What is U.S. growing in that they're calling a wheat product? Well, ancient wheat species, inkorn, emmer, and spelt, are usually not cultivated anymore by modern agriculture. There are approximately six classes of wheat and hundreds of varieties. And most of the wheat in the United States is sown in the fall and harvested in the spring. Winter and summer wheat is what it's known as. So the modern wheat product is grown in cooler climates and planted in the fall to be, you know, become our grain crop. About 75% of the wheat that is grown in the U.S. is the winter wheat variety and is a product that contains a very high percentage of gluten. So it is cultivated to be used to make bread and cakes. So the hardest wheat that we have cultivated is called durum, and it's used to make macaroni and spaghetti and other pastas. The softer, paler wheat variety have more starch, and they're used for flour to make pie crust and biscuits and other breakfast foods to be light and fluffy and flaky. So when wheat is milled, the residue known as bran and other plant parts. Well, that's used to make livestock feed. And some wheat grain is also used to make whiskey and beer. Well, you know what? There may be a clue to what this is going on in the United States with this wheat thing and this gluten intolerance thing. So we're going to ask the Air Force. Yes, we are. When recruits joined the Air Force, when they join the Air Force, they give up a little sample of blood. So Dr. Joseph Murray, he's a gastroenterologist at the Mayo Clinic, he noticed that blood samples from the 1950 recruits showed 1 in 700 recruits had celiac disease, which is an autoimmune disease affected when the person eats gluten. So Dr. Murray knew that that couldn't be a genetic disorder, as we are told. He said this, quote, human genes haven't changed that much, so there has to be something pervasive in the environment that is making this disease more common, end of quote. Well, Dr. Murray published a study in 2009 in the Journal of Gastroenterology. His research begs us to ask, is the United States wheat being cultivated and processed differently, causing disease? So have the scientists bred a wheat variety which magnifies the gluten content, creating a health problem in the U.S.? And if folks with gluten intolerance eat ancient wheat varieties, do they still have gastrointestinal problems like celiac disease? Apparently not. And in one generation, the wheat source in the United States has been changed. That's right. And by the way, folks, if you subscribe to any of the newsletters that we put out at thepowerherbs.com, the American Voice, the American Survival newsletter, or the HealthQuest newsletter, you will get this type of information plus more informational links to go and check out to give you some helpful guidance in helping your situation or someone you know. So there's more information that we include in the newsletter, and it's an email, and it's free. So if you want to sign up at thepowerherbs.com, please do so, and you'll get this type of information from me and from some other authors that are writing for the newsletters every week. Well, I want to look at the European wheat for just a minute. The European countries reject genetically modified foods, including wheat, but recently they have found some GMO contamination in wheat, so they're testing all sources. So we can't rule out GMO also being a problem with gluten intolerance. So the big contrast regarding wheat grown in the U.S. and wheat grown in Europe is that Europe has just one or two classes of wheat. The class is really determined by the variety characteristic of the wheat, when and where they plant it, the milling, and, of course, the food use for it. Well, let's talk about that. We want to go to a mill in the UK and ask somebody there about the difference in wheat there and in the United States. So if you were to visit a mill, let's say in East Riding in Yorkshire, UK, you can actually ask this lady that works at the mill. We just call her the mill lady. You can ask her about the wheat and what makes it different from the U.S. wheat. Why is the UK wheat different that people don't have gluten intolerance or gastrointestinal problems when they eat it? Well, she's going to tell you that the European wheat berry is softer than the United States hard wheat variety, which is believed to be influenced by climate. They also grind their wheat into what is called a whole meal, which is tightly controlled. It's a whole wheat flour, which has nothing added and nothing removed. It's just like God wanted it, right? And that's where I went, ah. So what does this mean in comparison to the United States wheat flour? Well, whole meal is handled differently. It is heavy. It's a heavier flour, and it was designed by the millers to get around the bread and flour regulations. So whole meal is harder to manage because it contains all the grain offal, making it much heavier. And this type of flour is full of grain oils, and it has to be frozen or processed to remove the oils, or it will go rancid. And by the way, when flour is ground and used right away like this to make food products and has all those oils in it, all the nutrition in it, that feeds the cardiovascular system. It's healthy for the heart. So less than 100 years ago, the wheat in America was like this. It was just like that. It was just like the flour mill in the UK. It had less gluten, more oils, and more nutrition in it. So people didn't really, you know, produce or grind up their flour too much ahead of time because of the oils in the grain. Well, let's talk about a little bit about the wheat history, because before 1870, the United States used softer wheat and less protein or gluten types of grain. So when the harder spring wheat variety with more gluten from Central Europe arrived in the United States, Americans loved this gluten-rich grain because it made for fluffier baked goods. Supply and demand changed the variety of wheat grown in the United States. So the white processed flour was more expensive at first, so it became a status symbol in the U.S. By the 1900s, new farming and milling technology, along with mass transportation, helped to bring down the cost of white flour. So breakfast cereal, hey, it didn't exist before 1890, but by 1920, cream of wheat was on everyone's breakfast table. And an interesting find is this study that was done in 1966 and was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, which showed there was a correlation globally between the increase in gluten-rich wheat consumption and an increase in the number of schizophrenia patients. Whoa. Now, we have the link in the newsletter to that particular study, which was titled Wheat Consumption and Hospital Admissions for Schizophrenia During World War II. So currently, wheat is the most cultivated crop worldwide, and by 1980, bakers discovered how to make their products ultra-fluffy by adding additional gluten called vital wheat gluten. So gluten is used as meat substitutes in vegetarian entrees. So when we made wheat the dominant food source, we became less tolerant to it. So we look at the gluten intolerant folks as a minority, that something must be wrong with them, when in fact, the human body is not designed to ingest mega amounts of refined wheat, which is usually accompanied with refined sugar, and that's causing ill health. In 1992, the USDA food pyramid assigned a large chunk of the American diet to wheat products. But by 2005, that pyramid had been changed, and they called it the My Pyramid, and they restructured the nutritional guidelines to make the vegetable category almost equal to the wheat category. Yeah. Oh, I see by the clock we got to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to say, well, what I would do if I was you if you were gluten intolerant, some little tips there. And also, if you need more energy but you can't touch gluten, we got some substitute items for you that you'll find really helpful and give you more zip, give you more power, and without all that gastrointestinal problem. We'll be right back.
Well, can't you see that it's just raining up too early? Maybe we could sleep, make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time. Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Say what you need.
here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about your gluten intolerance. Gonna not be a problem. This is what I would do. You know, folks with gluten intolerance who have experienced the European wheat with no gastrointestinal problems whatsoever, guess what they've learned to do? Well, they import their wheat from overseas and they make their own bread. That's right. So they feel better. They live healthier. They stay out of the doctor's office. They also have stronger and healthier immune systems because of it. Now, Americans consume too much wheat, dairy, and sugar, and we have the highest rates of heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. So my message is Americans can change all that without AMA physicians, without pharmaceutical drugs, and without medical insurance. Lifestyle changes put the power into your hands. Now, it may take a little research, may take a little, you know, organizing, but hey, if you get off the drugs and you don't have pain when you eat some of your favorite, you know, wheat products, I think it's worth it. I really do. Well, let's talk about this gluten-free superfood for a second, because even if you don't have a gluten issue, you can still take advantage of some herbs designed to give you lots of energy, which have no hint of gluten. Now, wheatgrass, some people think wheatgrass has gluten, but it doesn't. Wheatgrass has no gluten compared to a wheat berry. A wheat berry does. So you can tap into the nutritional power of wheatgrass and avoid the risk of gastrointestinal discomfort. So Apothecary Herbs does have this product called Body Foundation Food Mix, and it's loaded with vitamins and minerals and amino acids. And if you don't have enough energy and it has been an issue for you, you might want to try the Body Foundation Food Mix. You just throw it in a smoothie, put it in juice or water, and water-soluble, it's in the system in 60 seconds. It's an awesome delivery of nutrition, no pills to swallow or digest. It's very efficient. You can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs if you want to order some of that. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And, of course, their international number is 704-885-0277. And online, of course, their website is thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. So take advantage of that body food mix. It's one of the most popular items. They offer it in two sizes. So if you want a one-month or two-month supply, you can do that. Very affordable. And it probably will replace a whole bunch of products you're now taking. You know, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, protein. It's awesome. And no gluten. All right, I promised I was going to talk about you getting some good sleep out there, better sleep, resting better. It's important to get some sleep. You know what happens when you go to sleep? You dream. Yes, you do. But, you know, your thyroid works to recharge all the cell batteries in every cell in your body. So it's real important to get that deep sleep so that can happen. If you get your sleep cut short, that process is shortened. So the fluid that the thyroid puts together with iodine to supercharge all the mitochondria of your cells so that you wake refreshed, that doesn't happen if it's interrupted. This is why you look bad and you feel bad the next day. Well, you know, there's like 84 classifications of sleep disorders, which make us more prone to accidents, depression, disease. America actually leads the world in regards to not getting sleep, having insomnia. Germany's right behind us, and so is the UK. On the global landscape of it all, regardless of country, the age group which is most affected with insomnia are those between 15 and 55. So a surprising statistic is that we got about 2 million kids that they have sleep disorders, not sleeping. Well, you know, a lot of distractions, cell phones, electronics, you name it. So children, they actually need 9 to 10 hours of sleep every night, but only 40% of our kids are getting that. Now, the Institute of Mental Health did the study, and they found 46% of teenagers are pretty much insomniacs, and 5% of them sleepwalk. So adults, we need to get eight and a half hours of sleep every night, but we get about, 4 to 6 hours? We have about 70 million adults. That's about anywhere from 20 to 40% of the American population that have sleep disorders, and 60% of those are chronic insomniacs. So, you know, you want to avoid that. You want to get that sleep. I don't know about you, but if I can't get at least 7 hours of sleep, I feel ill the next day. So I'm not running on all my cylinders, and I'm, you know, kind of snarky and, you know, not good. Not good. Well, let's talk about, I got some sleep trivia here. World's longest record for going without sleep is, I don't recommend you do this, is 276 hours. That's 11 and a half days. Recorded in 1964. Sleeping pills account for a third of the prescription medications and deaths every year. So sleeping pill users, 50% higher mortality rate than those who don't use that. I recommend you don't use that. Also, it takes about 20 minutes for the average person to fall asleep. Not me. 5 minutes. I'm dead to the world. You know, figuratively speaking. I'm out. But, you know, some people take an hour for them to go to sleep, and that's not unusual. Don't think that's not normal. So anywhere from 20 to 60 minutes for the average person to, you know, conk out. There's a narrow majority that fall asleep in 7 minutes. That would be me. Smokers, guess what? Smokers, you're going to dream less than non-smokers. You know, dreams are important. Brain works through some stuff when you dream, right? Right? Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the insomnia. A lot of forms of insomnia. 1 in 3 people have insomnia at some point in their lives. One form of insomnia is sleep apnea. I bet you didn't think about it that way, but it is. Because you keep waking up because you're not breathing. You know, you may not all the way wake up, you know, sit up in bed and say, what? I'm awake? No. You know, you kind of doze. You're not really getting that deep sleep. There are 18 million Americans suffering with sleep apnea. Over half of the cases develop in adults over the age of 40. And it's more prevalent in men. About 10 million Americans are undiagnosed with this disorder. Another form of insomnia is narcolepsy, where the individual experiences sleeplessness, sudden loss of muscle function, sleep paralysis, and even hallucinations. So more men than women have that, too. Narcolepsy is more of a male thing. About 200,000 Americans have narcolepsy. So we don't usually associate restless leg syndrome as a sleep disorder, but guess what? It is. Restless leg affects about 10% of the Americans, usually begins at an early age, gets worse as you get older. Pregnancy or hormonal changes seem to worsen the disorder. You know what? A little extra vitamin A and C with a little iron will usually resolve this problem. It is a nutritional issue. Right? I had a family member with it. They took a little vitamin A, a little vitamin C, and some iron before bed. Not a problem after that, you know. And a lot of people, you know, get that sensation like something's on them, you know, crawling or itching them or something with the restless leg. You know, soak in a little Epsom salts, you know. That's cool. But it is nutritional. Get that vitamin nutrition in, bam, and it's done. We do send out nutritional lists at Apothecary Herbs. So if you're looking for a master alphabet vitamin food list, we'll send it to you. Email, regular mail, doesn't matter. And it's free. All you got to do is contact us at Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or, you know, just, you know, pop me an email off the powerherbs.com website. Now, there is a disparity, you may be thinking, between men and women when it comes to getting a good night's sleep. Well, women are twice as likely as men to have difficulty falling and even staying asleep. For women, pregnancy and menopause and other hormonal changes worsen the sleep patterns for females, and it causes more sleep disorders. So we've got it worse in that category. Elderly folks don't sleep as much I don't know if you've been around grandparents that, you know, kind of up at the crack of dawn before the rooster. I had grandparents like that. Over half of those over the age of 65 experience disturbed sleep. The elderly do. Those over 65, about 13% of the U.S. population, having disturbed sleep, and they also consume some prescription drugs, you know, to help them get to sleep, which isn't good. Well, let's check out the characteristics of insomnia for a second. It's described many ways. In general, it's a sleep problem that causes illness. So if you have difficulty falling asleep, if you sleepwalk, if you wake up and can't return back to sleep, if you have unrefreshing sleep, if you have racing mind, a lot of people call it busy mind, they can't get to sleep, if you have daytime fatigue, drowsiness, or even feeling tired or you're irritable, and you have difficulty concentrating, guess what? That's characterized as having insomnia. What are some of the common causes of this type of sleep disorder? Well, usually prescribed medications, steroids, stress, of course, anxiety, drinking alcohol contributes to this. The normal aging process does sometimes disrupt our sleep patterns. If you're addicted to caffeine or sugar, jet lag is a culprit, shift work, of course. If you hold on to anger issues or grief, if you smoke a lot, if you use substances, if you abuse substances, even if you have parasites, and even sometimes just the temperature in the room can cause you to not get good sleep. Number one cause, though, for not sleeping well is being sick. Individuals with some serious illnesses like cancer, angina, migraine headaches, asthma, arthritis, pulmonary disease, restless leg syndrome, like we mentioned, which is a vitamin deficiency, and depression all develop in some way or another a sleep disorder. Well, let's talk about some foods and maybe some of the habits that contribute. A study that was done at the Sleep Research and Treatment Center in Pennsylvania State University, they said that smoking increases the production of the nervous system chemical that keeps you awake, and it's catecholamine, that's the chemical name. Alcohol, like caffeine, is a nervous system stimulant, and it contributes to your sleep disorder. So if you, you know, I know a lot of people say, well, it's a sedative, I get sleepy, relaxed. Yeah, initially, but then it, you know, kind of perks up the nerves and keeps you awake. There's some old-timey folklore stuff about getting to sleep. In Germany, they like to use lemon balm and anise and honey tea before bed. American settlers, they liked pennyroyal tea and bergamot. In Old England, they used mulled apple cider and cloves with a little cinnamon stick. Very nice hot toddy before bed. No alcohol, of course. And during World War II, valerian root was used by the British physicians to help with post-traumatic stress disorder and shell shock. And over in the United States, they also used blackstrap molasses for the nervous system. Had some natural nutrients in it, minerals and vitamin B. And other folklore remedies were chamomile, of course, basil, lavender, and cedarwood. So before you run off to the pharmacy to see the latest and greatest in sleep aids, which probably won't work or worse, make you addicted, try to adjust the diet. Exclude the foods and beverages that irritate you, your nervous system, or your digestive tract. Keeping a food journal sometimes for a few weeks helps you narrow those food lists down. If you still need a little help, the black walnut tincture is going to have some natural iodine in it. That feeds the thyroid gland to help expel parasites, but also helps it make the solution to recharge your mitochondria cells so you feel refreshed and rested the next day. If you need help relaxing and getting to sleep, let's say you got muscle tension, try some lobelia herb. It just takes the tension out of muscles, and you can just naturally drift off to sleep without, you know, being sedated, no side effects. And if you're you know, nervous, if your central nervous system's uptight, if you're, you know, feeling wired, if you will, try some valerian root. It will take tension off the nervous system. So I like to use both lobelia and valerian sometimes as a combo, because they work on two different systems and you can just driftly go off to sleep. What's really great is both those herbs have natural calcium in them, and calcium helps you get to sleep. So forget the warm glass of milk, which is not good for you. Heart, dairy products, but the calcium is, and you want the real kind that has minerals for the body to absorb it properly. So if you're looking for some nutritional elements without side effects that can help you get a better night's sleep, to help you relax, to help you get rid of restless leg syndrome, you know, definitely give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, and they'll hook you up with a free product catalog. That toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. They're open 24/7. They never close. And, of course, you can order anytime you like, even if you're in Dubai. All right, moving along. We got a few minutes. We're going to talk about junk food for just a few minutes that we have left. You know, some health reports are suggesting junk food consists of a third of the average American diet. A lot of calories in junk food. A quarter of all the calories you consume, at least, and they're empty calories, right? So eating healthier, controlling that weight, is not as hard as you think when you get rid of a bunch of the food that's not doing you any good. Now, the CDC reports that over the last 6 months, about 32% of public schools are getting rid of their junk food. Well, of course they are. But what they're replacing it with, probably not any better. Eating out often, you know, it's gotten a little easier. You know, people have the new menu options of using the lower calorie meals, smaller portions, which is important because, you know, every time you go out, they get the mega size plate of food. What are you going to do with that? So nutrient poor, though, a lot of Americans are eating a lot, but they're nutrient poor. Number one source of empty calories in the nation is going to be soft drinks. Get rid of the soda. Soda in the diet accounts for almost over 7% of your calorie consumed. Over 7% of your calories are in your, you know, soft drinks. Let's see, if you lump the soda in with your sweets, your desserts, and even alcohol, adult beverages, that percentage jumps to 23.8%. Then you layer in your salty snacks, your fruit-flavored drinks, which don't actually have any fruit juice in them, and this adds another 5%. So all these foods are highly concentrated calories, and you really don't get much out of them as far as nutrition, and you're maxing out your daily allowance of calories, and what are you getting for it? So one large nutritional study that was done between 1999 and 2000, they found that kids and adults, they reported that 30% of their diet was candy, table sugar, sweetened drinks, baked goods, dairy desserts, like pudding, salty snacks, fatty foods, even, you know, biscuits and gravy and lots of butter. So 30% of their diet consisted of that. Yuck. Most of the total calories, when you realize the desserts, the table sweet, all that is 25% of your total calorie intake. So junk food eaters, on average, pretty much getting a lot of calories, but they're nutrient poor. So this is a deficit in vitamins A, B6, and folate, B12, calcium, magnesium, iron, and zinc. Very important for immune system, healthy bones, digestive tract, getting a good night's sleep. That's important. Leads to, you know, immune system problems if you don't have this nutrition. Frequent illnesses, you know, keep getting colds and flu. Long-term health problems down the road, like, you know, cancer and heart disease. All right, so, you know, you can counter this attack, though. Switch off the junk food. It can be a little challenge for some people. Some people are just addicted to the junk food. But you can do a subtle weaning program if that works for you rather than going cold turkey. There are some herbs that junk food eaters can use to hedge their bets for their, you know, willpower. and use a healthy switch to get more nutrition into the body. For some, you know, old-fashioned sun-dried Celtic sea salt, for instance, guess what it does? It helps get rid of your sweet cravings. Yeah. You just use that naturally on your foods three times a day, and you'll just consume less sweets. So this is an unprocessed salt, and it does not promote hypertension, and you'll wind up using a third less salt overall. And if you're interested in learning more about that salt, I wrote a whole chapter about it in the Power Herbs ebook, which you can download off the powerherbs.com website. So if you'd like a free sample of the salt, the folks at Apothecary Herbs will also send you a free sample with a product catalog should you request one. So take advantage of that and check out the sun-dried organic salt if you haven't experienced it already. Now, a lot of folks call me up and say, hey, you know, I have Celtic salt. It's on my table. I got it at my grocery store, Walmart, wherever. And I ask them what color it is, and they say it's white. Well, real sun-dried salt that hasn't been processed to remove the nutrition from it is gray. So be careful of what you get out there. So, and don't do the over-processed cooked foods and the processed meats. They're full of additives and not going to do you any good. There's lots of interesting Applegate foods, I think is the name of it. You go to Applegate's and you can buy that online. And this is lunch meats that don't have all that garbage in it. And you'll get real nutrition, real protein, real meat with no empty calories and without, you know, getting preservatives that make you crave starchy sweets. You know what I'm talking about. Monosodium glutamate. Okay, so you have some choices there. Now, once you start getting this diet under control and you're not craving the double cheeseburgers, the fries, and the shakes, and you're not going to the drive-thru, then you know what you can do to help you lose some of that extra weight you picked up when you were eating the junk food? You could do your organ cleansing, and you will drop pounds very easily while you cleanse. It's important to know that. If you want to learn how to do that, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They are the experts in organ cleansing and immune boosting, and they'll hook you up. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. I got to go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.